Hello, my fellow historians. Welcome to a special brief bonus episode. Something I absolutely love doing is checking in on every named minor character and what's happened to them since. And it works best when a lot of characters are in one place at one time, so we get a big batch of them all at once. In this case, the Tourney of the Hand, Ned's tournament, the tournament that he did not want, but it gives us so much information, so we're thankful for it. So, the tournament contained a joust, a melee, and an archery contest, and throughout these three events, many important characters were named, but we're going to focus on the lesser ones, of course. I don't need to tell you where the Hound is, or where Jamie is, or where Ned, or Robert and Renly, the dead characters are. They're dead, but there's a lot of minor characters who become less minor, or may yet become less minor. And so it's fun to keep track of them because they might become more important. And even if they're not, well, it's still fun. So in the Tournament of the Hand, let's get right to it. There are seven Freys mentioned. Surprisingly, six of them are still alive. Several of them we would really like to see not be alive anymore, but at least one we're kind of cool with. Starting with Eamon Frey, who is definitely one of the ones we're not happy about being alive. He is the new Lord of Riverrun. This is the dude waving his deed around, whining about the gate, saying, his my deed? Castle. His deed.
Waving his deed around.
His
huh?
deed. He's waving his deed around, yeah. He's also very lewd, yes. He has that in common with his father, I suppose. He's the one married to Jenna Lannister, the father of Cleos Frey, the one who was with Jaime and Brienne, and was killed. He's the current holder of Riverrun, and we can really expect that he won't be for the rest of the series, and stuff will probably happen to him as a result. Next up is Danwell Frey. He was at the Red Wedding and was last seen at Castle Derry in the Jaime chapter there during Feast. But we don't know where he is now. Maybe back at the Twins, maybe still at Castle Derry. Hard to say. The next one is Theo. He's a bit of a mystery. He's not mentioned again, and we don't even know which branch of the Freys he belongs to. The wiki just has him as we don't even know who his mother is. So that's unclear. Even George forgets about some of the Freys because there's so many of them, apparently. Perwin Frey is the one that we don't want to have die. He's one of the decent Freys. He was loyal to Rob. Even with the Red Wedding coming, they kept him away from the Red Wedding because they didn't think they could count on him, which is a good sign for us liking him. He was at the Siege of Riverrun when Jaime ended it, and we can maybe presume he headed back to the Twins after to be amongst the family that he now isn't so happy with. Honorable men can have been happy about such a dishonorable deed, right? Hosteen Frey was at the tournament. Hosteen is perhaps the most prominent of this batch of seven. He is currently in charge of the Frey forces in the north after the death of Sir Aenys. Now, I'm guessing Hosteen won't be alive much longer either. Stannis is very pleased that Aenys is no longer leading the Frey forces because it's Hosteen instead, and Stannis refers to Hosteen as Sir Stupid. He probably has an ice bath waiting for him. I think this will be a frozen Frey pretty soon. Also participating in the tournament is Jared Frey, He became pie. They ate him. So there you go. That one didn't make it. Martin Rivers, not a Frey in naming, but a Frey by blood. He is also alive. He is betrothed to Joy Hill, a Lannister bastard, of course. And he was the one who led the attack on the camps during the Red Wedding. So he is a vicious guy. Jason Malister is next up as we move away from the Freys. He was one of the last ones to surrender to the Lannisters after the Red Wedding. He was not there, clearly, but he is known for being noble, and Catelyn notes that he killed three of Rhaegar's bannermen on the Trident, so he's kind of a badass. But Black Walder showed up with Jason's son and threatened to hang him. And, well, Black Walder's a man you don't call Black Walder's bluff because he probably wasn't bluffing, and Jason Malister knew that, So he surrendered Seaguard. So currently, Jason Malster and Patrick Malster are basically captives in their own home, being held by Black Walder. So whether they can throw off the Black Walder yoke, the Freys in general, we'll see. Maybe Black Walder is one of the most dangerous Freys, so got to watch out for him. But he wasn't in the tournament. Sir Balin Swan, at this point in the books during the tournament, he is not in the Kingsguard. And I believe we detect a little later in the Clash of Kings, Varys tries to keep him off the Kingsguard. And, well, you can see why. Because this guy is a badass. And he's honorable, which they don't want honorable, good warriors on the side of the Lannisters, meaning Varys. In this event, he does well in the jousting and comes in second in the archery contest. So he is extremely talented all around. You can see why they picked him for the Kingsguard. His family is, of course, prominent. The Swans were a pretty important marcher house. They're ancient and proud. Currently, he is with Aryo Hotah headed for High Hermitage to face Darkstar. Not sure all that cross-training is going to save him from the Dornish plotting. Aryo Hotah, in fact, imagines that he will fight Sir Balin Swan, just as he imagined fighting Sir Aerys Okhart. However, he didn't think Aerys Okhart would be much of a challenge, and indeed he wasn't. Hotah thinks Sir Balin Swan would not be so easy. So that's interesting. However, he still thinks he would win against Balin Swan. So, and I tend to believe it. Hotah seems awfully badass, too. Got to see that guy in action again. But he's not at the tournament. Next up is Sir Meryn Trant. Oof, that one really needs to go. He is still alive currently. No matter, you know, you saw what you saw in the show. Arya does what she does, but he doesn't even go to Braavos in the books in the Mercy chapter. So clearly he's going to have a different fate. Sansa calls him no true knight to his face, and it doesn't bother him even a little. He's like, yeah. So, yeah. Next up we have the Royces. Yeah, the Royces were there. Bronze Jon Royce. Well, I really got to share with that one. He's the father of Waymar Royce, and he's still alive. He's in the Vale doing his thing. He opposed Peter Baelish's rise to Lord Protectorship. He was the most vocally against it, but he also was the first one in the room to say, well, he's got us. He outmaneuvered us here, and that's all there is to it. So he's very blunt and interesting guy, has the old bronze armor with the runes on it. And he was friends with Robert and Ned. And it's a little interesting he didn't get more involved. He was on the boar hunt when Robert died. Interesting, right? And in fact, Robar Royce, who was also at the tournament, was sent by Ned to go bring Robert back from the hunt because of things that had happened while they were gone. In fact, the thing that happened while they're gone, I refer to is Gregor Clegane attacking those peasants in the Riverlands. And he sends Robar off. And in that same scene, you have, in this same joust, you have Loras beating Robar in the tournament. And then later, Loras kills Robar because Robar is Robar the Red, a.k.a. of the Rainbow Guard. And he was there when Renly was killed, and was one of the two that Loras killed because he went into that rage after seeing Renly's death and blamed Robar and the other one, Eamon Kai, for failing to protect Renly. So Loras still has guilt over, or is starting to show guilt over that because he was starting to realize, thanks to Jaime, that it wasn't Brienne who killed Renly and that Robar had nothing to do with it either. And well, we'll see how that goes. And of course, Andar Royce is alive too. Basically, Jon has three sons. Robar was killed by Loras. Waymar Royce is killed by the others. And Andar Royce, who is the eldest, is still alive. And he hasn't done much except be around. So maybe that'll matter. Maybe he'll inherit Runestone. Maybe not. Maybe he won't outlive his father. And maybe both of them will die when winter hits the Vale, or because they're on the wrong side of the conflict with Littlefinger. And as much as I would root for the Royces, Littlefinger is a dangerous enemy.
You know, Andar is one of those names that we don't see again.
Yeah, he is not talked about much.
And I think it's interesting. I mean, Andar and Andal, but yet these are our first men.
That's cool. Nice. Next up, we have Bryce Caron. Bryce Caron was in the tournament, and he later is also becomes one of the Rainbow Guard. He is Sir Bryce the Orange, or Lord Bryce, I suppose he was. He is killed by Sir Philip Foote during the Battle of the Blackwater, and Sir Philip Foote is rewarded his castle, Nightsong. That does not go over too well in the Stormlands because the Karens have held Nightsong for a very, very long time. But, so we'll see. I'm guessing Mr. Philip Foote may not hold on to that castle, but we'll see. Stranger things have happened. The Redwine twins were in the jousts, and they, of course, pop up several times as, Cersei uses them as pawns, intending to try them, but find them innocent so that it looks like the trials against Margaery are more legitimate. You know, she thinks it'll help if some people are tried and found to be innocent. And then after Cersei is imprisoned, they are freed. But now that Cersei is back in charge per the Mercy chapter, we're not sure where they are or if Pasher Redwine is still the master of ships. Cersei took that job away from him and then ordered him to take Dragonstone. But then Kevin, when given the regency, gave him back that title. But now Kevin's dead, so we don't even know. But those Redwine twins are both still alive. It would be very unlikely that they died off screen. Jalabar Zo. That's an interesting one because he just pops up all over the place at court without ever really doing anything. We wonder if George R. R. Martin had plans for him that he changed. Maybe he still has plans for him that we just haven't detected. The Summer Islands are mentioned twice in this chapter, interestingly. He is currently in the dungeon, though, with Margaery's other accused lovers, and Cersei doesn't like him. So that doesn't bode well for him, and certainly if he's executed, who's going to do anything about it? So that doesn't look great for Jalabar. As far as Stark people, it's mentioned by Sansa and Septa Morgane that Jory, Allen, and Harwin all compete in the joust. Jory, of course, is dead not long after the tournament. Allen is sent off with Ned to go try to arrest Gregor Clegane, which obviously doesn't work out so well. He is killed in a battle. We don't know which one, but along with the Brotherhood Without Banner, one of those battles he dies in. Harwin, however, also is in that group, and he's still alive, as best as we know. He's one of the closest to Lady Stoneheart. In fact, he's the one who interprets her words when she's speaking to Brienne. So he's out there. He's the one that catches Arya when she tries to escape, too, because he's the son of Hullin, who is the master of horse at Winterfell. So he's still out there in the Brotherhood. Beric, of course, is in the tournament, and it's his life force passed on to Stoneheart, which that's a whole different thing from the show, isn't it? We don't know what's going on there, but it's interesting to see that Beric was there. Thoros, of course, also in the tournament. It's really interesting how many members of the Brotherhood Without Banners are in this tournament, and we haven't even named them all yet. Another guy mentioned is Lothar Brun. Now, he's not in the Brotherhood Without Banners. He's a so-called decent man in service to a bad person, a la what Varys calls Kevin, although arguably Kevin's not a decent man. But anyway, that's what Varys says. And Littlefinger is certainly not a decent man. But Lothar Brun sees him okay. Brun's plain armor is noted by Sansa, but later on, he's going to save her from Marillion getting all sexual salty on her. He stops that right then, shuts it down. But he probably not stop Littlefinger from doing worse to Sansa, so let's not get all Lothar Brun's a great man. He's just probably was doing his job. Littlefinger probably said, hey, watch out, keep an eye on her. So he's probably not doing it to be a good dude. He's probably doing it because he was ordered to. Still, there are worse men out there. Also mentioned in the joust is Aaron Santagar, who goes up against the Starks at one point. He's killed in the Bread Riots later, the ones that Joffrey helps get started, the one that Sansa's rescued from by the Hound. Of course, we also have another member of the Brotherhood, Aengai the Archer. He wins the archery contest, gets a lot of money, and then, well, he vanishes. But he's not gone. He's still with the Brotherhood, or is he? Because he isn't actively with them anymore, and we're not sure whether he's quit over the situation with Stoneheart and them getting so much darker. The last we hear of him, he, along with Edric Dayne, another character we have a lot of curiosity about, who was not at the tournament yet, although maybe he actually was because he was the squire to Beric. So actually, he probably was at the tournament now that I hear myself say that. He just isn't mentioned in being at the tournament, but he almost certainly would be there given he was Beric's squire. So, again, another good showing for the Brotherhood here with yet another character represented. But again, these two, Angai and Edric and others, take the money that they got from some of these ransoms and from looting Freys and Lannisters and taking all that. They go off to buy money, or to buy money. They go off to buy grain to feed the peasants. So that's the last thing we hear of them is Thoros and Angai going, or not Thoros, but Angai and Edric going south. Now, the interesting thing about those two as a pair is they're both Dornish. Angai is from Dorne. Obviously, Edric Dane is from Dorne. Is it possible that they will turn up in Dorne instead of back with the Brotherhood? You know, they weren't, obviously someone like Edric, a noble young kid with Stoneheart, doesn't necessarily fit well. And a lot of other characters don't like how Stoneheart is behaving either. The rest of the banner of the Brotherhood Without Banners is descending into lawlessness. They're no longer so much about justice, but about revenge. So you can see how that would be a turnoff for some of these guys. So they may not be intending to ever come back to the Brotherhood. But Angai is such an amazing talent with his archery. If he turns up with Edric or down in the Dorne, maybe he pops up amongst all these Sand Snake and Doran Martell and Darkstar plotting. You never know. Very curious about that one, but it's another one that we just can't say for sure. Well, folks, like I said, this would be a quick one. That's all the characters at the tournament, I believe. Maybe we missed one or two. If we did, post it in the comments, and I will go ahead and answer where they're at now. Next one of these, well, I'm not sure when it'll be, but there'll be other times where lots of characters are together, even either because they're in a battle or some sort of other gathering, and we'll do another one of these. They only take a little bit. They're fun. They keep us up to date on where characters are at. They help keep us fresh when we get confused with regards to what the show told us about certain characters, when there's separate canon for show to book. We got to keep that straight. Anyway, Valar Reread us, folks. We'll catch you next time.